Why need of a judgment? Question number 112. I cannot see the need of a judgment. Why should we be judged after we are saved? Answer. That the Bible teaches of a coming judgment no one can deny. We therefore need only to give the reason for it. The true people of God, we are told, are commingled with the untrue, the wheat with the tares. The judgment, therefore, is to determine who are the wheat and who are the tares, and to designate the future of each. According to Jesus' parable, this work takes place in the time of harvest, the end of the world, Matthew 13:30-40. And as the congregation of the dead as well as the congregation of the living are commingled with the good and the bad, the judgment takes place among both, first among the dead, then among the living. In the judgment the decision is made as to who are worthy of eternal life and who of eternal death, John 5:28-29, who are to come up in the first resurrection, Revelation 26, and who is the second, also who are to be translated when Jesus comes, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, and who are to perish at the brightness of his coming, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. This is the first aspect of the judgment, and being only a bookwork, Daniel 7:10, a work that does not disturb either the dead in the graves or the living in the church, it takes place in heaven. The second aspect is not a bookwork, but an actual separation of the dead on the resurrection day, and of the living on the day of purification. The righteous dead are raised, and the unrighteous left in their graves. The righteous living are sealed to live eternally, and the unrighteous left to die, Ezekiel 9:2-7. Thus the worthy dead are judged to rise in the first resurrection, and the unworthy in the second resurrection, whereas the worthy living are judged to live on, and the unworthy judged to die. And this is the simple reason for the judgment.